بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، الحمد لله. Today we wish to discuss some of the fundamentals of al-manhaj al-salafi. This manhaj, this methodology, that no doubt is the manhaj al-haq, methodology of the truth, and that the haq is one. Whilst you find that falsehood is many, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسِيَرَى اِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, whoever lives from you after me, you'll see much different. I that this difference will be many. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when discussing the misguidance, He as our Jalla refers to it as the dhulumat. Yani statement, يُخُجْهُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. The dhulumat, plural. And the misguidance occurs in many different ways. Whilst the nur, the light of guidance itself, He, tabarak wa ta'ala, mentions as a singular, as one. And so no doubt, this path to guidance is one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَأْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and be not divided. The rope of Allah, no doubt, is the book of Allah, the Qur'an, and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've been commanded to hold on firm to that way. Adhere to the Book of Allah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, تَرَقْتُ فِيكُمْ شَيْءٍ, I've left you with an affair. إِذَا مَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَدِلُوا أَبَدًا. If you were to hold on firm to it, you'll never go astray. Thus he mentions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Kitab Allah, the Book of Allah. To be commanded to adhere to the Book of Allah. And no doubt, the Sunnah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is one of the same when it comes to this affair with tabassuk. It comes to this affair of holding firm to it. By way of his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa al-rashideen al-mahdiyin min ba'di tabassuku biha عدوا عليها بالنواجذ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions, upon his by sunnah, and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa that will follow me. Thereafter, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, further emphasis, tamassuku biha, hold on firm to it. Thereafter, he mentions emphasis again, عَدُّ عَلَيْهَ بِالنَّوَاجِفِ, hold on firm to it, your Latif. And this is, no doubt, the encouragement for the individual to stick to the Sunnah and cling to the Sunnah and to be from those that are the Ashab of Sunnah. And so when we understand a person's Diyana, a person's adherence to Islam and Deen, no doubt are built upon this affair of the Qur'an, are built upon the affair of the Sunnah. That a person cannot act except if it's based upon the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For we know that in order for an action to be accepted, that it needs these two pillars and these two conditions, or these two conditions to be fulfilled. The first of them, al-ikhlas, that the individual is sincere to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second, bir mutaba'a, that the action is in the cause of the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we said, for example, the salah, the person is praying the salah, if he prays that salah, however he's doing it for the recognition of the people, or he prays that salah, and he prays that salah directed to other than Allah ta'ala, no doubt it's not accepted as an ibadah. Likewise, when a person is establishing that salah, establishing it in the manner, in the corners with the sunnah, on the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that no doubt is that the person, a court does establishes the salah in this case. So if he was to pray the salah to the dhuhr, for example, he'd pray the salah to the dhuhr with 4 rak'at. It cannot now be said that he's going to go further, or he's going to pray 5. No, that this is mukhalif. It's opposing the Sunnah of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And so thus, with this, a person understands that upon him is to cling to the Sunnah, upon him is to adhere to the Book of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. However, kam min al-nas, how many do you find from individuals that say that I'm upon the Book of Allah, and I'm upon the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my practices are in accordance with the Book of Allah, and according to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you understand the Miza Thalitha, the third distinguishing affair, is the Fahm of the Salaf of this Ummah. The understanding of the Salaf of Salih. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stated, Khairun Nas, Qarni, the best of the people are my generation. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونُهُمْ And then those that come after them, ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يُلُونُهُمْ Then those that come after them. The best of the people are the generation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions. And then those that came after them, the tabi'in. And then those that came after them, that's my tabi'in. These are the best of the people. When it comes to the practice of Islam, no one practices Islam now better than them. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to them as the best of the people. So no doubt now, if we wish to practice our Islam and adhere to our Islam, we do so in accordance with their understanding. If someone comes with a claim, then no doubt the first thing we ask is, what is the dalil? What is the proof for the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For indeed, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, did not leave us except that he informed us of all good. There was not any good except that he informed us of it and encouraged us with it. And there's no evil or no harm except that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warned us against it. So no doubt, there's proofs found for whatever we need to do in our lives within the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the khusus, specifically when it comes to ibadah. This is something which needs proof. Thereafter, a person may claim that he has proof. However, we have to establish that proof that he is coming with. Is it understood by these best generations? Is it understood in the same way that they claim to understand that particular nas, that particular text, that ayah, that hadith? The way that they understand the ayah, the way that they understand that hadith. Was it understood by the Salaf in the same way? Was it understood by Abu Bakr and Umar in the same way? Was it understood by Ibrahim al-Nakhai in the same way? Was it understood in the same way by Hassan al-Basri? And other than them from the Salaf al-Saleh. And so this is what distinguishes the haq from the batil. And we're not from those individuals that accept and say that there's many different truths. His truth and his truth and his truth. No, rather the truth is one. The nur, huda, the light of guidance is one. Whilst the dhulumat, whilst the misguidance and the darkness can be of many types. And so we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us from those that adhere to that light of guidance and distance us from the darkness of misguidance. And Allah Ta'ala was best, barakallahu feekum, wa jazakum ala khayra, wa sallallahu wa barak, ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.